Oh my goodness, here we are. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I am so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our quick two-week series entitled B. Don't miss a moment of it. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, I encourage you to do it. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Hey, don't forget that notebook, that iPad, that laptop. Let's lock in. Let's get to work, y'all. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. First and foremost, I want to thank you all for your response to the first two installments of this two-week series that we're doing called B. For those of you that are new to the show and this is your first time, or it's your first time in a long time, man, I've been doing church announcements for a long time. But if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome. Welcome to the 2-2 Podcast. But just to fill you in on what we've been doing, as I was planning the month of this episode for the month of March, there was something that ran across my mind, and it was the word be. And so it led me to do a quick to plan a quick series to just go into the month strong. And what better way than to talk about believing and becoming, to start out. And maybe there should have been a bit of a sequential order, but at the same time, I believe no matter the order, they all impact and hit just right, just when we need them to. Just when, and then sometimes they hit when just when we least expect it as well. And so, for the first 2 weeks, we wanted to talk about some B words, and those B words. And when I say B words, we ain't cussing and carrying on here, and we ain't calling nobody out of their name. But I'm talking about B words, the word B with parentheses. And so as you just heard, the first two were believe and become. Believe and become. Just a quick, another quick little recap. When I started out with believing, and then I just wanted to let people know that you can't believe, you can't become what you believe until you put feet to what you've prayed for and what you've manifested and what you've spoken to your atmosphere and what you've written down. See, we can't always, you know, we get stuck at writing the vision. And I know I've said this before, but I just need to just repeat it again, that we always get stuck at the first part of that of Habakkuk 2:2 that says write the vision and make it plain. But there's a part on there that there's a step that we always skip. We write the vision, we make it clear, we read it, but we never run with it. Maybe it's our own self-doubt and our own fear. Maybe it's the projection from somebody else. Maybe it's somebody's, yes, it may be somebody's fear projected on us. Maybe it is, putting up the walls to shield from the past. Maybe it's a past hurt. Maybe it's a past failure that causes us to stop at a point where we don't run with what we write and what we have made clear and what we see and what we read. yes, you have to see it before you see it, but after you see it before you see it, you gotta put work, you gotta put in the work. You gotta work for it. Faith without works is dead. A dream without a dream, dream without movement will stay a dream. And I think that, I heard Denzel Washington say something like that, and I may have completely butchered that, so Denzel, I apologize wholeheartedly if I if I butchered that. But a dream without work remains a dream. A dream without work remains a dream. And so, if you have not listened to those first two episodes of this series, I encourage you to listen to them and pass them on. And listen to them. And pass them on. Listen to them until it gets in your spirit, until the words get in your spirit, and that you have to believe, and then in the middle you have to work, and then you'll become what you have been destined to be. Faith without works is dead, y'all. But thank you again for listening to those first two episodes. But let's jump into today, because we still got this episode, we still got this one and Thursday. So don't think we stopping. Here we go. All right. So I have a question for you. Because you know I like questions and definitions. Wow. I've grown big time in the past 15, 16, best 20 years, maybe even further. But I want to ask a question of you guys. What does it mean to belong? What does it mean? What does the word belong mean to you? And what does it mean to belong? We have heard the word belong in a positive and negative manner. But sometimes the word belong has been given a negative light, especially when it comes to where people believe you belong. Where people believe you belong. And some people have a some people see that you need development and believe that you belong in a developmental phase in order to get to that next level. But there are some people that believe you belong in a level lower than them, because they know and they recognize what you have and what you can become and what you've worked for. And so, in hopes that you don't pass them up, they put you in a level that you don't belong in. A level that is not conducive to the skill set that you have. There's another side of belong where we've seen, and this is I've seen this a lot. And you've heard me talk about this, and this is based on, you know, toxic masculinity. I did an episode on toxic masculinity. It's called You're Not a Man If, and listen to it. But based on toxic masculinity in a lot of cases, and also this, I also saw this, and, you know, yesterday was International Women's Day. And, you know, shout out to all my queens, my black queens. Shout out to all the women for all that you do. My favorite podcasters are women. Two or three of my best friends are women. And I'm not just saying that just to, you know, get any clout, but, like, you know, y'all gotta realize we can't do this without them. We can't do this without them. We can't do this without women. We can't. Okay, let me get off. So yesterday was International Women's Day. And that wasn't scripted at all. I don't want y'all to think I was saying I had to say that for obligate, based on obligations, or anything like that. It was real men out here. That's how we, and that's just how we think. And that's what we believe, that women are a vital and important part of what we do. I don't even know why I explain that. Y'all know how I do. But Burger King in the United Kingdom wrote a tweet, and maybe they were doing it to boost sales. Maybe they were doing it to, I don't know why they did it, but it was stupid on their part. But Burger King UK put a tweet out that said women belong in the kitchen. On the day of all days, of course, International Women's Day, where we are celebrating the accomplishments and the strength and the progress and, the unity and the beauty of women. And Burger King decides they're going to put a tweet. Burger King UK decides they're going to put a tweet out to say, "Women belong in the kitchen." Now, if that was their means to tell a joke, it wasn't funny. And y'all serve it slow anyway. But if that was a means to be funny, it wasn't. And, for too long, we have told people where they belong to put them in a category, a bubble, to put them where we believe, based on what we've been taught and based on what we've been conditioned to believe. And so, I don't want to talk about that side, because I've done enough on this, just off of this part alone, talking about the negative sides of the word belong. And so again, I ask the question of you, what does the word belong mean to you? What does it mean? Now, you know me, and once again, if you're new to this show, y'all know I like definitions. Don't know why I like definitions, but I like definitions. And so, as I was preparing to do this episode a few days ago, I came across these definitions of belong, and I'll read all of them just so you can just kind of get a background on the whole word itself. And so here they are. The definition of belong is an intransitive verb. We're not gonna get into what intransitive verbs are. I can't, but it's a verb that, and the first definition, there's two of them. There's an A and B, and it says to be suitable, appropriate, or advantageous. B, the one B says to be in a proper situation. Two, the property of a person or a thing used to, used with to. That was the tongue twister. Oh, the property, to be the property of a person or thing. Let's just put it like that. To be attached or bound by birth, allegiance, or dependency. To be a member of a club, organization, or set. To be an attribute, part, adjunct, or function of a person or thing. And here's the final definition: to be properly classified. To be properly classified. For me, the word belong means that I've worked hard throughout the years to get where I needed to get. See, I was a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer as far as far as work ethic is concerned, as far as mindset is concerned, as far as purpose was concerned. I was a late bloomer. See, there were many times where I realized I had purpose, but I did not have the strength to believe that I would fulfill what God's plan is for my life. Plenty of times. And there were plenty of times where I said to myself, I don't belong here. There are many times where I've been led to believe that I don't belong, that I didn't belong here. And I meant it in a negative light, that I don't belong here. I'm not worthy enough to be here. And sometimes the people you're around make you feel as if you don't belong here. Or you belong in a place of growth and progression and success. Some people around us, and I know I talk about the people around us, but the people around us are a vital portion and a part of our progress. And we need to understand that not everybody around you believes that you belong in the place that you are, in the place that you've worked hard to get to, in the place that you have taken the time to get to. A lot of people don't believe it. And though it is sad and it is disgusting sometimes to find out that there are some people around us that don't believe that we belong, even though there's the harsh reality that people don't believe that we belong in high positions of power and we don't belong in certain neighborhoods, and we don't belong in certain towns. We don't belong. It's a harsh reality. But sometimes in the midst of a harsh reality, you have to straighten yourself up. You have to hold your head up high. You have to say to yourself, I belong in this place. I belong in this town. I belong at this job. I belong here. Whether you think I belong here or not, I worked to get here. You can say what you want, but I know that I worked for this. I took my belief and I put feet to my prayers. I put feet to what I do, what I think. I put feet to what I believe. I put feet to what I manifested. And what I believed, I became. And because I took the time to believe and work towards what I believed and to become what I believed, work to become what I believed, I would become and work to become what God has created me to be. I'm here to let somebody know that I belong here. Somebody right now is filled with doubt and despair and fear and chaos and panic and doesn't feel like that they belong. And maybe it's the people that they work with. Maybe it's the people you surround yourself with. Maybe it's family members that make you feel like you don't belong and that you belong in another place. Maybe it's that. But you have to take the time and have no doubt in your mind and say, I belong in this place. God didn't bring me this far for me to believe that I don't belong. God didn't bring me this far. I needed that, man. I needed that for myself. All the times that I felt like I didn't belong in the public speaking realm or in the community activist realm in schools talking to kids, because all the times that I failed in my life, my failures didn't make me weaker. My failures made me stronger. But there was a time in my life where I felt like my failures made me weaker and weaker. God didn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Do not allow other people who didn't do what you've been doing and haven't worked as long as you've been working and have even had sleepless nights and nights where you cried yourself to sleep, where you stressed yourself out, where you've gained weight, lost weight, gotten sick, felt like you were on the brink of jumping off a cliff, felt like falling off the deep end. Do not let people who have never been in your struggle, in your storm, to tell you you don't belong in a place. And do not allow people to tell you that you belong in a stereotypical place. Far too often we are marred by people's stereotypes and stigmas. We allow the stigmas and stereotypes to define us when we are called to a higher place, to a greater place. They're going to say what they have to say. They're going to believe what they have to believe. But what do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you don't belong? Do you believe that you're not qualified? Do you believe that you're inadequate? Do you believe that you're not enough? Do you believe that you... What do you believe? You have to change your belief system in this season. You have to change your perspective. You have to change your mindset. You have to change your motives. You have to change your moves. You have to change it. Because a part of belonging is believing and putting feet to what you believe. Putting feet to what you believe. You know, as I was preparing for this episode, and it may seem like I'm repeating and rambling, but you know, this is just me laying my heart out. But I was thinking about something, and you know, I was looking at quotes about, you know, belonging. And the first part of this quote says that true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. And that our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. In order to belong, you got to learn and practice being yourself and loving yourself, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that says that there was a time that I didn't love myself, and there was a time where I would look in the mirror and hate myself and look in the mirror and think how ugly I am and how, you know, disgusting I am. But it's amazing that the scars that we have, and Alicia Cara has a song that says scars to your beautiful. It's amazing how God can make our scars look beautiful in the midst of people pointing and going, oh, well, they were this, they don't belong here. Oh, well, they did this, they don't belong here. Ah, they were a drug addict, they don't belong here. Ah, they were this, they don't belong here. Oh, they're unclean, they don't belong here. Oh, they're unworthy, they don't belong here. They used to do this, they used to drink, they used to sleep with everybody, they used to hang around everybody, they used to party late nights, they used to hang around, they don't belong here. But it's amazing what God does with our scars. It's amazing what God trades with. God will take our beauty, take our ashes and turn them into beauty. Beauty for ashes. He'll take the most the ugliest, nastiest, most disgusting pieces of our life and turn them into something beautiful. And don't allow anybody with a testimony, please don't allow anybody who hasn't taken the time to heal themselves, heal and realize that they're going through a storm, to tell you that you don't belong based on your testimony. People look at other people in judgment simply because they haven't taken the time to do inventory and inspection. Don't allow somebody to tell you you don't belong in a place based on your past. What? There would be a lot of unqualified people. There would be a lot of people who stopped at the belief portion. Stopped. If they listened to what other people thought about them being qualified to be in a position. They didn't do what I do. They didn't do what I do. They didn't get do what I had to do. Stop allowing people to judge you based off of your testimony. Because the first part of a testimony is a test. And sometimes it takes you being authentic and real with yourself and realizing that you have made it through a storm. And you have made it through a trial. And you have made it through hell and high water. And I refuse in this season, with all that I've been through, to allow somebody to say to me that I don't belong. See, if y'all know me, I'm a coach. I'm a basketball coach. But I also, as a kid, I played tennis. And I was fairly decent. I wasn't too bad. I was on my way up. But I decided that I wanted to stick with basketball. And basketball has been great to me. And I'm going to continue. And I continue to coach and love the game and all that stuff. But I also should have stuck with tennis as well. I believe that if I would have stuck with tennis all the way up into now, I probably would have eventually played in college at some point. You know, oftentimes I think about that. And oftentimes when I'm coaching other kids, when tennis is concerned, I think about sometimes how I don't belong there. And sometimes when I go out there and I hit a bad shot, sometimes I feel like I still struggle with feeling like I don't belong. I still struggle with periods of feeling like I'm not enough. I still struggle with that to this day. I still struggle, but most recently, I've been struggling with it, learning how to be a tennis coach. Sometimes the kids don't listen, and that's because, you know, sometimes they don't believe that I'm a good enough coach, or that I should be in this, and that's all right. It's okay. But here's the deal. Here's the thing about me, and here's what keeps me coming every week, and here's what keeps me learning, causes me to be a sponge. Here's the portion. the fact that I not only just want to coach basketball, I don't just want to be an award-winning, championship-winning coach. I don't just want to be a coach. You know, I just not just with basketball. I want to do the same thing with tennis. And when you've been out there and you realize a dream and you realize what you could be in a landscape where there's not a lot of black tennis coaches, it causes your belief system, in spite of what people think and where people think you should be and where people what people believe you should be, and it causes you to change your perception about yourself. And it causes you to want to work hard, and I am determined, and you should be too. No matter what you're trying to accomplish in life, you should be fully persuaded, fully determined to go jump out and get everything that you have been called, and go out and set out to be everything that you have been called to be. Everything. Even in the face of doubt and vitriol, it's a go-get-it season. Something I say to my, would say to my kids my last year coaching school ball. One thing I would say, and when I get back into coaching school ball again, no matter where that may be, there's something I said to my kids. We had lost a very, very difficult game. And these are fifth and sixth graders. We had lost a really, really close game. Referees weren't really great to us in that game. But we lost that game. And I said to the kids the following week in practice, you want something you never had, you got to do something you've never done. And there were many times where I was in games, and as diverse as my team was, we had kids from all over. We had white kids. We had black kids. We had kids from Ethiopia. We had kids from, you know, Nigeria. We had kids. My team was a diverse team. Diverse team with a black coach. The uniforms weren't great, and I'm not throwing shade. This is nothing. And there were many times where I felt like other teams didn't feel like we belonged in that place. I belonged on the same floor with them. But I told those kids, you want something you've never had, you got to do something you've never done. This is a go-get-it season. You want to belong, you got to go get it. You want to belong, you have to be authentic with yourself. You want to belong, you have to be true to yourself. You want to belong, you have to turn your test into a testimony. You want to belong, you can't rest on your laurels. You want to belong, you got to keep pushing, even in the face of fear, even in the face of doubt. You want to belong, you got to do, as my good friend Courtney says, you got to be ugly. You got to love yourself. Ugly is not ugly as in a bad ugly. It's an acronym. Ugly. You got to love yourself. So again, I ask, what does belong mean to you? What does it mean to belong? What does it mean to be a part of something? It's time to tell yourself that you belong. I belong here. I don't know who I was. I remember who I was before, where I didn't believe I belonged here and I wanted to take myself out. But I truly believe that I belong here. There's a purpose for me. There's a plan for me. I belong here. I don't care what my past was. I don't care what people have to say. I don't care what people think. I don't care what my enemy, the enemy, that's my enemy, says to me. I don't care what it's, I belong here. All the times I wanted to go, I belong here. All the times people hurt me and I felt inadequate. And all the times I felt inadequate and made myself feel inadequate. And all the times I had people that made me feel inadequate. I'm just here to say I belong here. I don't care. I belong here. And so I encourage you as you go into the midweek, start telling yourself every morning, every time you look in the mirror, every time you go into that job, every time you go into that position where people don't think you're qualified for, every time you go into that neighborhood where you bought that house that people don't think you're qualified for and didn't think you could get and didn't believe you don't believe you should have, please tell yourself as you get in that car, as you go buy that car that people didn't believe you were qualified for. And you go start that business that people don't believe that you're qualified to do. And you go into that position that you don't believe that people don't believe you're qualified to do and qualified to have. I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to say to yourself as you drive down the street, as you walk into that building, I belong here. Somebody listening to this show right now needs to know that they belong. And so I encourage you this week, every moment that you get, that God has a plan for my life. God has a purpose for my life. I got purpose on me. I got dreams on me. I got vision on me. I got it on me. And I belong right here. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.